Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I had an issue.
You need to put your phone down, sir.
Something happened.
There was an email about insurance benefits.
A lot of emails. We're going to try to get to some.
There's another email. I love email.
And I replied just to Ashley Sorensen from our HR staff.
That is not.
I just replied to her, Lawrence, and I said, hey, I was looking for you, but there wasn't information. I need to find out if anything can change on our dental plan because Ruben needs braces.
So long, dental plan. Dental plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan.
Ruben needs braces. Dental plan. Ruben needs braces. Dental plan. Ruben needs braces. Dental plan.
And I replied with that information.
Oh, and that, yeah. There's another name next to Ashley here in the email. It says Chicago. It might as well be all of Chicago.
I have the email right here. It went out at 4:59.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Chicago means the entire radio cluster. So that's everybody who works at any of our radio stations.
The Score, WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9, B96.
Rob Hart knows that. Sun, this is what you said in the email. Sun needs braces.
104.3 Jams.
Does Ed Lover know your son needs braces?
WXRT.
Oh.
Chicago's classic
Marty
rock.
Leonard's. Marty Leonard's knows that my boy needs braces.
US 90.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy Austin Huff knows
Melissa,
that your kid needs braces.
Yeah, you know that jerk who does the reply all by accident? It's me.
A reply all-star.
Check it again. Hit refresh.
Yeah, Mike. Still nothing.
Okay, wait a second. I sent it to you at packer@dundermifflin.com. packaging@dundermifflin.com. Uh-oh.
Wait. I just got it from somebody else. Wow. This is hot. Damn! How do I get you out of this picture?
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
How about we talk a little bit about the World Series and we check in with our guy, Boog Shambi, who's on the radio call of the World Series. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Boog?
Reply all. What's up, guys?
I'm the king. I'm having a tough correspondence week, Boog.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah, I've sent people some stuff that hasn't gone well.
Boog, what we played happened, right? It's not the worst thing he did this week in that same family.
Oh.
Yeah, before we talk World Series, since you happen to have a really good one, would you mind telling the Torrey Lovello story from your years of doing Sunday Night Baseball before we get to the series?
Absolutely.
Please.
Before I start, so Ruben needs braces?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dental plan!
All right, so a couple of years ago, I was working more than a couple for ESPN, and when I would do these Monday night or Wednesday night games, I would, for the game, do an interview, a walk-and-talk segment called 90 Feet, 90 Feet with Boog Shambi. Anyway, the producer texts me ahead of the game, which is going to be the Diamondbacks at the Angels, and says, what are you thinking about for 90 Feet? And I see the text, and I text the producer back, I'm thinking about Torrey Lovello. So anyway, he doesn't respond to me, and now I'm sort of like, well, you know what, I'll just reach out to Torrey to set up the interview, because I still think that's probably the best route. And when I do that, I go to text Torrey Lovello and realize what has actually happened is that at midnight the previous night, I have sent a text to Torrey Lovello that simply says, I'm thinking about Torrey Lovello. So as I'm staring at that, my first thought is, no! Then I am forced to send a text that says, hey, Torrey, sorry about the weird text. I was trying to get you to be interviewed for our game. And he sends me back, yeah, it was a little weird at that time of night. I was wondering kind of what was going on. I will say that in the interview, we do the walk and talk. I ask him a bunch of different things. And the final question, without telling him, the final question was, so what's the creepiest text you've gotten in the last 6 months? And he looks at me and he just goes, you know.
Oh, is that beautiful?
That's great stuff.
Yeah. So, you turned it into content. That's well done.
That's what we did. Right. Yeah. That's what we did.
Yeah. Oh,
Boog, we all get into this line of work because there's a love of sport and the amazing things that we see as kids. You're living in one of the most historic World Series of all time. What's this like?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm getting to watch Babe Ruth do his thing. I did last night, and it's pretty wild with Ohtani pitching and hitting. And I mean, I got a chance to do him, for the wild card series, and he hits two homers, including the leadoff homer to begin the first game, and then the three-homer game with six shutout innings, and then pitched last night. It's wild. And then the 18-inning game, it was really cool to get a chance to do that game. And to be in the middle of this has been look, there's a dorkiness and a reverence that I have for getting to do this. I feel like, you know, in some way I'm documenting history, and it's cool to be able to be part of it.
Can't listen to you do it without smiling, frankly, because of the love that you have for it and the reverence for you have for it. And it's like, anybody who gets a chance to do it should love it as much as you do. And I mean the craft and the game. So it's coming through, man, for sure. Speaking of Shohei, you guys have, I mean, Michael Bublé is everywhere. And do I have this right that Bublé has now started following Doug Glanville on Instagram, but not you?
Right.
Is that correct?
I mean, I've kind of punted on Instagram. I haven't checked, but I know he's following Doug Glanville. I don't believe he's following me. I'm not sure. I don't know.
This is a moment, though, for Bublé and Ohtani to be linked forever. I would have never have guessed that song. What does that tell you about Ohtani, if anything?
Well, the thing that was amazing was that he did it, and I had the Dodgers in the playoffs last year, and he comes up at some point in the middle of the NLCS, and all of a sudden Michael Bublé's playing, and I'm like, did he just change his walk-up song? Why did he change his walk-up song? And then they asked him the next game, did you change your walk-up song? And he said, yeah. And they said, why? And he said, because I was feeling good.
Since then,
his walk-up song has been Michael Bublé feeling good. And Doug Glanville and I had a chat about it, and then Michael Bublé put it on Instagram and played the whole thing. And I told the story, and my timing was a little stinky, but as I finished the story, Ohtani hit one out.
He's good like that.
Yeah, he's real good like that. He's not the only one that's good like that, though. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has had himself quite the series thus far, with base running, with his glove and his arm, and at the dish. I got emotional when they made it. I didn't expect it to hit me as hard as it did, but seeing him get emotional after they won the ALCS, I kind of got emotional with all that he means to Canada and his dad and the history of the Expos tied in now with the history of the Blue Jays. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. And he's embraced it, right? And a guy who debuted when he was 20 and he's 26 now, and he's grown and gotten better and taken on a leadership position. And he's a dynamic player. I mean, especially a dynamic hitter, though. And, you know, I remember seeing the pudgy little kid when I would go up and do games at Olympic Stadium. So I remember that little kid that's turned into this amazing hitter.
You know what I'm taking from this World Series strategically, right? Knowing me, like I'm enjoying all the contact that the Blue Jays make, Boog. I like that. I like contact. I like batting average. I want more guys like that.
The problem with baseball, unlike, I would say, look, we do it in all sports. Like, sports is just this beautiful landscape of saying stupid stuff. And where it's just like, I'm just going to tell my story regardless. Like, Mike Petriello put this thing out today that was just amazing on Twitter, showing how the Dodgers' strikeout rate is like 2 percentage points different in this series than the Blue Jays, and that the Dodgers have a better two-strike batting average so far in this World Series than the Blue Jays. But enough about the fact that the Blue Jays have gotten basically half their runs on homers. Everybody's just talking about, I love that they go the other way and blah, 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 and just punch me in the face.
You have a really good way of pointing out how everybody says something stupid instead of just saying it's me that's saying something stupid.
I'll say it.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I like home runs.
I know you do. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, home runs. They're really good.
Boog, hey, was there anything that you realized that you didn't have that you needed during the 18th inning game?
A bedpan. Like that, I think that would probably be it. But I was fine. I think everything was. I was fine. Yeah.
Come on now. You took us there. Like, could anybody step in for an out? Did Eduardo do a half inning or something so you could go and do stuff?
I was slow getting back, but I got back the one time that I ran to the restroom. And the bathroom here is in San Francisco. So you gotta get going. I mean, and you're dodging people and... Yeah, and that's the bathroom is where all the food is. So, you know, us media types, we love free food and free, you know, junky food. Oh, my gosh. That's like, they're like cones you're running through.
Has your brain recovered? I saw you told Awful Announcing, like, psychologically was more the challenge than vocally for that night.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. Your ability, because you're trying to concentrate, and so you need to stop concentrating at some point. And I think, you know, look, you're going to misspeak at times, and I think it's one of the aspects that people don't fully understand, that a lot of times when guys make mistakes, it's not because they're not prepared or don't know. It's just sometimes your mouth doesn't follow what your brain is trying to tell it. Yeah, I would say that I've recovered at this point. I mean, look, you do a game that, like, asking somebody to concentrate for 6 hours and 40 minutes straight and think that you're not going to say something stupid or something incorrect is, well, I definitely said stupid stuff and incorrect stuff.
Boog, you are the best, man. Have a great call tonight. Thanks for jumping on the show.
All right, you guys, Ruben needs braces. Go get them.
You're the best. Thanks, Boog. Man.
Dental plan.
That guy keeps teaching stuff. I thought I knew everything about the Mookie Betts transformation to shortstop, and then he gave me more and more and more during the game the other night. It's like, that's his favorite thing, is to do all the research and tell you all the stuff, lay it out there for you.
I'm looking forward to talking with Boog during college basketball season.
I know you are.
I love when he does college basketball.
We got big time Bears news and Bears sound to get to with Mark Grody. It's a Caleb day. Ben spoke this morning about
a new Bear.
There is, and there's controversial plays that still have to be dissected a little bit from Sunday. We got stuff.
It's next here on The Score.
And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is The Score. Thanks for keeping us the number one and most listened to sports station in Chicago. Listen on your radio, laptop, mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Score listeners, for all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules, and good luck.
For so many, it's happening. Your hair is thinning. Your crown's disappearing. Maybe hair loss has you feeling that your identity is lost altogether.
Your identity is lost.
Well, there's good news. It's an incredible yet simple one-day treatment that starts regrowing your own natural hair the very next day, and it's guaranteed to grow for life. It is the Advanced FUE from Advanced Hair. We've all seen the pills and lotions that come with monthly subscriptions. They help retain what you have, but what about regrowing your hair permanently in specific areas? From Advanced Hair's state-of-the-art facilities to their world-class physicians, it's not maybe your hair will regrow. It's guaranteed that your new hair will grow. You decide how much. You decide how thick and where. Advanced Hair has changed tens of thousands of lives, and they come highly, highly recommended for your free consultation. $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Call 872-217-HAIR. That's 872-217-HAIR. Or go to advancedhair.com. That's advancedhair.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here's the man,
that you fear most in football staring you right in the face?
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah, Mark Grody Bears Report. Do we connect with him? Not yet.
Not yet. We're on our way.
People don't want us to have things today.
Look, the news of the day is CJ Gardner-Johnson is here as a Bear, and we have done some more research during the course of the day. CJ Gardner-Johnson won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and then they decided they didn't want to be in business with him anymore, and they traded him to Houston. He didn't like how it was going down in Houston, and he got cut there. And
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans. I was going to say DeMarco Farbacks. D'Amico Ryans said it was for the good of the team that they cut him. And apparently he was complaining about playing time. He wanted to blitz more, etc.
Over under 2.5 games.
Then he got picked up by the Ravens and cut by the Ravens within a week because they went and got a safety. And he told his agent. His agent said, we didn't see a path to playing time here in Baltimore. So sent away by the Eagles, cut by two teams, and here he is signing with the Bears. And Lawrence Holmes has set that over-under at 2.5 weeks?
Two and a half games.
And I'm going over on that. Okay. He's going to play just nickel, just inside, and focus on that. And I hope that this will be a guy who is desperate enough and familiar enough with Dennis Allen and vice versa that this will work out here.
Because I occasionally cover NFL games, I get stat packets sent my way. And so the stat packet that came through earlier today was things to look for in week 9. And it says, below are the players that can set historic marks or reach career milestones in week 9 of the 2025 NFL season. And then I look right there in the middle of it, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Both having historic runs that could continue.
Uh-huh. They're both chasing Jerry Rice records.
Well, I know that it's 10 catches for 3 weeks in a row for Ja'Marr Chase. Is that his?
Yeah.
He's going for 4 weeks in a row?
On Sunday against the Bears, Chase, who had 10 receptions in week 6, 16 receptions in week 7, and 12 receptions in week 8, can join Pro Football Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson as the only players in NFL history with at least 10 receptions in 4 consecutive games.
Man.
Additionally, Chase can become the 4th player ever with at least 100 receiving yards and a touchdown reception in 20 games in his first 5 seasons, joining Pro Football Hall of Famers Lance Allworth, Randy Moss, and Jerry Rice.
Wow. So both of those receivers. Yeah, it's a big problem. We turned the page at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, and this Bengals offense could present a big, big problem. They've been on fire with Joe Flacco the last 3 weeks.
Chase has 15 career games with at least 125 receiving yards entering the NFL in 2021. And with 125 yards in week 9, can tie Odell Beckham Jr. and A.J. Brown for the 4th most such gains by a player in his first 5 seasons Super Bowl era.
Man.
T. Higgins, what he's trying to do is become the 3rd player all time with a touchdown reception in 9 consecutive home games, joining Chris Carter and Jerry Rice.
Man. Unbelievable. Caleb's got to play really well. And the offense has to show up against a really bad Bengals defense. They are dead last in scoring as a defense, dead last in yards allowed as a defense. They should be there for the taking. And Justin Fields just took them last week in that 39-38 win.
Justin played a great and emotional game. And I know that people don't want to do this necessarily, but if Caleb doesn't produce as well as Justin did last week, there's going to be smoke in the city. Because this seems like a defense that is ripe for an opportunity for Caleb to go and put up monster numbers.
Man, we're waiting on that game. And this could maybe be that game. That would be nice. Bears injury report was not very fun one to read today.
No receivers.
All four of the top receivers did not practice today. Roma Dunze had a heel. Ah, he's got a heel.
And DJ had a groin. Luther Burden is in concussion protocol. And who's that leave out?
Zacchaeus.
Oh, Olamide Zacchaeus has got a knee.
Yeah, so all four of them didn't practice.
That's not great.
Also, DeAndre Swift didn't practice, and Roschon Johnson didn't practice.
I feel like that's also not great.
No, it's not great, but DeAndre, you know, will probably go. We probably haven't talked enough about DeAndre not being 100% in these games, especially when it comes to his pass protection.
I think they're doing a good job of, like, hey, man, you're taking care of veterans. Like, hey, you do, you get your treatment. You'll be ready. We know that you'll be ready for what it is that we want to do. So get your treatment and don't worry about practice. And do what you need to do to get healthy for the game.
Mm. So you got no DeAndre and no Roschon as well. The good news is that Cole Kmet was back at practice today in a limited capacity. And Tyreek Stevenson was back at practice in a limited capacity. So it's possible that both of those guys are ramping forward, ramping towards the possibility of maybe playing this particular week. So we've gotten all the injury information already in advance of Mark Grote.
And here he is. All right, Grotes, what do we need to know from what we learned today at Halas Hall? Uh-oh. It's kind of like an odor.
Uh-oh. Maybe not, huh?
We're having what is known in the business as technical times right now.
These are them. I think your idea was correct, Lawrence.
Let's just go. Let's just go through it.
Let's hear the stuff that we need to hear.
Listen, it's fine. Grody's got the day off. It's fine. We couldn't make the connection. It's okay. But we do have the sound that he farmed, and we know what it is. So let's just do it.
Can we break and then just call him on the old, this old school device, the telephone, possibly, which I'm certain will work.
Are you certain it will work?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break and do
all
that?
All right. Let's do that next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whoa! Where you at, this Mondo?
All right, let's get it. Our Bears hit with Mark Grody. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What do we need to know, Groats?
Here's what it is, and I do love the alternative Grody intro. That just sounds really good. But there is a new member of the Bears secondary in town. His name is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He is here. We were told today by Ben Johnson that he will train solely on the inside as a slot cornerback for the Bears. Many people know about his past. This is a talented player who has been an antagonizer, though, off the field. He's been an antagonizer on the field in every way, shape, or form. Just kind of a controversial guy. Bears fans will remember an eruption centering on Anthony Miller and Javon Wims, about which we will talk more when you hear from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. But first things first, today we asked him, because his name is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, sometimes has gone by C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and so we asked, which one do we call you? And he said neither. He said C.D., like C.D. Lamb, C-E-E-D-E-E. So that's where things start with C.D. Gardner-Johnson. Now, he began talking to us about what a great fit this is. He does have a past with Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson, but he was pressed further on why the Bears, and we'll get into some of the stuff with C.D. Gardner-Johnson as well. Take a listen.
Locker room fit and a great fit between me and the coach in the front office. That was really what it's all about. Not really, nothing personal. Make sure I make the right decision and come in and help the right organization. Coach D.A. gave me a chance when I was a rookie, 2019. So, and I played with Coach Ben in Detroit, went to the NFC Championship. So talking to them two on the phone and hearing how much they care about me, I understand as a player that they're here for me. So this is probably the best spot for me. I'm just coming in to add extra fire, extra skill to the back end. I'm happy to be here. Appreciate Coach Al and D.A.
Have you played for
DA
before? How quickly can you get up to speed to be ready to go?
I'll see you Sunday.
You have a history with the Bears from a few years back with Javon Wims and Anthony Miller. Has that popped through your head thinking back about those guys?
No.
What did you say to Anthony Miller that day? Made him mad.
It was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't know.
5 years ago.
5 years ago, I don't know.
Do you look at yourself as like an instigator on the field? Are you trying to get in the opponent's head?
I don't think I instigate nothing on the field, but if you take it that way, I mean, just being a fiery player and ready to compete and win.
How do you respond to the accusations of locker room issues in Houston, and how do you disprove them maybe while you're here?
I don't got to say nothing. As long as I stay in the building, do I need to do? I don't probably got to answer none of those questions. I think being in the building with a good team is going to answer itself.
Man. It's so he said, I'll see you Sunday. So that part's good. But man, he has acted out and been a problem in multiple places. And he thinks it's a good fit. That's going to be very combustible. How short is the leash? I wonder, Mark, you get a sense for how short the leash is in terms of his activities.
Yeah, I mean, it's the question. Ben Johnson and the powers that be are all, no matter what they say, they are hyper aware of his history. And I think the leash will certainly be short. They know what they're getting into. You know, it's interesting because Kevin Byard, his spin was, and maybe spin's like an unfair word to use, what he said is, hey, this locker room could use a little juice. This team could use a little juice. He even actually used the words Dennis Rodman. He said, yeah, he's like, you know, you guys know how it is around here, Dennis Rodman type of guy. I also think, Spiegel, it's so much about, like, it may not have been this player if next week, this week, wasn't Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Like, the Bears don't want to get embarrassed this week. They're obviously not comfortable with the next man up in that slot spot. How long this is going to last, I think the Bears are kind of prepared for anything. In this case, not a player that they necessarily thought they would be adding to their roster. So I think they are comfortable, especially with this game and maybe even the next couple, having him, even if there is an opportunity cost with somebody like him.
Obviously, the quarterback has been a point of discussion on everybody's show this week. What did he have to say?
Yeah, I selected a couple of cuts from Caleb Williams that I thought were most interesting today, Lawrence. And one that was fascinating, I thought, just even before the day started, was the interception he threw. over which the interesting part was, and it'll be outlined in the question, that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams had a disagreement on what could have been better during that particular INT in the last game. Here he is.
The interception, you'd said after the game, bad throw, I think, right? Am I characterizing your thoughts correctly?
Yep.
And Ben said bad read.
Yep.
Where are you at on that Wednesday?
Yeah, been able to go back and watch it. At that time, obviously, right after the game, I didn't get a chance to look over the film. There was, I think it was Kyle, was open in the flat. And I think that was a good rep for me to bank. Just being able to, you know, kind of see ahead of, you know, where I was, you know, thrown, and didn't see the corner fall off. I thought he was trailing DJ, I believe. I thought he was trailing DJ, and I thought I just threw a bad ball, but the corner was there. I feel that I could still fit it in there, but in that situation, just understand it. Go get, you know, Cal the ball as fast as possible, and then, you know, let him go make a great play for us, 10, you know, maybe plus yards.
I kind of figured that that would be Caleb's thought on it, is that
I thought I could fit it in there.
Even now, knowing it was a bad read, feeling like he could fit it in there.
Still thinks he's Superman.
I've known a lot of quarterbacks that have felt that way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Groats, do they get a chance to look at this stuff on the sideline? Like, if he's standing there with Case Keenum and looking at a tablet on that, can he be told it's a bad read? It's interesting that it took watching the tape. I mean, I'm glad he came to it, but it's interesting that it took the tape watch and the coach talk.
Yeah, absolutely, they can. I don't know for a fact how much of that Caleb Williams does. I mean, I do know from my experiences working on the sidelines for many years that was always a big part with at least Caleb's predecessors, was having the third-string quarterback, as you said, Case Keenum. In this case, back in the day, whomever, whether it was Andy Dalton or Chase Daniel, always working with those guys. But I do think, as you guys were just kicking around a little bit, and I don't know, maybe it's like, at what point in time does a player who has a super strength arm, like an arm that should be able to make all the throws, comes to a realization that he indeed can't make all the throws? And that is still the bigger issue. And quite frankly, I get conflicted over it too, because how do you discipline that without taking it away from him? Because we all want to see the spectacular and the special.
Okay, the other one that came up is some of the issues that they've been having in the red zone. What's Caleb, now that he's had a chance to kind of break everything down, how's he feeling about that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was like, oh boy, here we go, another week of red zone. Am I really going to do this? Is that going to be the theme? Is this what I'm going to be playing for Spiegel and Holmes again after we did this last week? And I decided, yeah, we are. I mean, the Bears, if they had scored touchdowns on those first two drives, what they should have done, or maybe even just one of them, that probably changes the trajectory of the game, and maybe you win that game. So the red zone problems continue to burn the Bears. This will start a little slow with Caleb Williams. Kind of, he'll sound a little bit cliche and the same things you heard, but then he starts to get a little bit more specific about what's going on in the red zone and what has gone on.
It just comes down to execution. As a run game, as a pass game, and it comes down to details. Run game, staying on landmarks, hitting the holes, and, you know, finding those, even if it's not a, you know, a gaping hole, getting those, you know, those dirty, you know, 4 yards, 3 yards, because that goes a long way. And then pass game is just being the same, you know, same page. And then like the one sack that I had down there, you know, in the beginning of the game, it's just being able to either dirt it or find the back right there, peaked, you know, didn't see him, and we, you know, we're on the same page in that situation, didn't see him, and, you know, felt 45, you know, and I tried to, you know, go make a play for us. But just being in those situations, finding checkdowns, being on the same page, being detailed, finding execution.
How much do you know?
I'm sorry.
Using my legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a conscious thing that I have to, you know, keep harping on for myself is, you know, using my legs. Obviously had that big run, you know, before half. And so just knowing how effective, you know, using my legs is, and being able to run and hurt a defense is something that, you know, I'm more conscious of, and trying to be more conscious of to be able to help this team.
All right, he's got to do it. In the red zone, those legs, it's a big, big deal. Run to create, run to run. whatever, figure it out. The red zone's where the quarterback tends to have to be the one to figure it out and make the play.
Well, there was a play that we've all been kind of dissecting,
yeah.
Groats, and it's the throw to DJ Moore, where in real time, I said in the group chat, why did he drop down and throw that ball sidearm?
Mm-hmm.
And there were people kind of going back and forth. I'm like, well, that was the only way that he could get it there. I feel like Speaks and I have in the studio looked at that play multiple times, and there seemed to have been a couple of windows where he didn't have to do it that way, Groats.
Yeah, I agree with that part completely. And Ben Johnson is going to serve up a little bit. I think you're going to hear mostly Caleb Blaine, but a little bit to DJ Moore. And here's exactly what Ben Johnson had to say about that.
What did you end up deciding there on maybe what should have happened for them to connect? And also, on top of that, just how do you feel right now about the chemistry between Caleb and DJ? Is it where you want it to be?
I think for all of our players to go on the second half of that question, that's always a work in progress. That's why a week of work is so important for us. I think the passing game, it's a continual evolution. You get new routes in each week, maybe some that you haven't thrown since early in the season or training camp, and so you got to make sure you stay on it so that you know where everyone's going to be, and you build that trust and rapport with each other. And so, you know, for that particular play, he's running the back line. He does have the ability to shut it down in an open window. You know, it's a unique look where there happens to be a second level defender in the area that he shut it down. Do I wish he would have stayed on the move? Sure, but I also know at this level that's open, and we have two really good players right there, and we can find a way to hook up.
Fascinating. It reads a little more like full blame on Caleb. It sounds a little bit more like trying to split the baby a little bit. I still hear him say that's open, and you got to find a way to get him the
ball.
Yeah,
I feel like that is him doing some PR, because I think he knows that DJ probably had it right, and he's explaining like, yeah, well, you know, there's an extra defender there because we're in goal line and he's running the back line. I feel like it's him. I don't know if it's necessarily splitting the baby, but I do think that he's trying to make sure that
he's being careful.
Yeah, he's being very careful with it.
He's being careful, but I think he does ultimately put it on the quarterback. How about you, Groats? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I thought it was like three, maybe more than three quarters blame on the quarterback. Even the part with DJ Moore, it's like, well, he could move around a little. He doesn't have to, though. He can sit right there, but he could. I mean, if he wanted to, he can move. So it's almost like Ben Johnson is going out of his way to try to come up with some blame, just a little piece of blame pie that doesn't go for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, the job of the quarterback is to see the guy open and then throw him the ball. And especially on a play like that, he wasn't under pressure. There are a number of ways. You could just wait a split second more and get that guy to move with your eyes or take a step or jump or do whatever you got to do and find a way to get the ball to the guy who's standing there wide open. That's the gig, you know?
Yep. Yeah, and there's always a way a wide receiver can make life easier, and I think that's what Ben Johnson was pointing out. But, yeah, mostly it's on the quarterback. Guys, usually I don't play a lot of Ben Johnson in the name of talking about the defense, just because he is, you know, obviously Dennis Allen is the authority there. But I thought Ben Johnson's answer about the Bears' lack of quarterback sacks this year, they have 14 through seven games, was interesting in the way and sort of the pained way he answered it. Take a listen to Ben Johnson here.
When you look at you guys' pass rush, what isn't happening? What isn't firing right in that?
Yeah, there's... I mean, that's a deep question. we've got to capitalize on the opportunities when guys get one-on-one on a tackle or on a guard, and that's really what it comes down to. If it's a play action, then we got to transition to rushers fast. You know, last week in particular, we didn't build a lead on that team. We allowed them to keep the running game going. We had a strong emphasis going into the game of stopping that running game. And so as that game went on, they were able to live in that movement and play action world, which makes the pass rush a lot more challenging all in all. And so I do think when you look at our third down numbers, I do think that's indicative of how our pass rush, maybe not from a sack perspective, but from a pressure perspective, has been able to influence the quarterback and affect him. You know, not everyone agrees with this statement, but the hits and the pressures are equally important to me as the sacks are. And so I would love to be leading the league in sacks right now, but affecting the quarterback is really important for us. And when I look at those true dropback situations, that's what I'm looking at more than anything, is how much are we affecting the quarterback.
Wow. Yeah, man, you guys got him going and thinking. That's a deep question. Guys have to win one-on-one when they get a chance to be one-on-one. That's what I'm left with, and I'm going to watch as much as I can to see how often Montez or Dio are one-on-one and not winning.
And the Bears, guys, I was looking at some numbers. The Bears have what are called 42 quarterback pressures, which is hurries plus knockdowns plus sack plays. The Bears have 42. Colts and Broncos, high-end, 94. Carolina, low-end, 36. So the Bears are in that category that Ben Johnson was just speaking about. They are below average in that. So they're not really getting there. Do we have time for one more cut, guys? We do. Okay, very good. I haven't talked to Cole Kmet in a little while. And he looks like he was back out there, limited, missing his first game in 50, which was crazy, and he kind of lamented that. But I brought up to him, and I've been thinking about this, how when Cole Kmet first came to the Bears and Jimmy Graham was ahead of him, we were all like, where's Cole Kmet? More Cole Kmet. And Matt Nagy, he was even saying, yeah, that's on me, more, you got to have him. Ben Johnson on Colston Loveland kind of said the same thing earlier, that it's on me, I got to get him more. So I brought that up with Cole Kmet to see what he would say about that.
Story of the tight end in general.
Yeah. Do you talk with him about that, and what are you seeing?
Well, I'm very impressed by Colston. His work ethic is awesome, and reminds me a lot of myself when I first came in the league. And his demeanor at practice etiquette is off the charts. And his IQ for the game, you just keep seeing it climb and climb. And then obviously his talent and athletic ability. I mean, the reason why you would take a guy like him at 10 overall. So I'm seeing all the good stuff. You know, a lot of it is situation, circumstance. You know, I think we got a lot of guys that we got to feed. And obviously we've had some hiccups along the way in the offense, and that doesn't help him out. But, you know, his attitude and the way he's approached things every day has been awesome. And I know the production stuff and the numbers that all the fantasy owners want will come along with that at some point. But he's just focused on playing good football, and that's what we're focused on in our room. And I think he's been doing a good job of that this year.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Groats, guess what? Mercedes Lewis just signed with the Broncos.
What? What? Are you serious?
Yeah, he just signed with the practice squad like today, like a few minutes ago.
Oh, I'm going to cover the Broncos. I want to find the real. I want to know the real in that locker room.
Any nuggets real quick, Groats?
Yeah, I got a few for you. Update on Kyler Gordon. Ben Johnson said he's, quote, hopeful the injury is of the short-term variety, hoping to get him back in, quote, 4 weeks or so. So that's the update there. The Bengals, by the way, guys, while we're talking about the Bears' struggles in red zone offense, the Bengals are ranked 30th in red zone defense. And today was the day. Coat drive out here.
T-Med!
T-Med, the great Tony Medlin, took center stage out here with the Salvation Army and all the great people that put it on. Just Google Bears coat drive. I don't want to leave anybody out.
You can drop off coats at Jewel Osco as well.
That is correct. And there's big bins out here at Hallis Hall, and there are kids.
Come on and help the coat drive.
Spot on. But it's a great day, though. It's really a obviously, I don't have to sell it, a wonderful cause.
37th annual coat drive. Incredible.
You're a really good man in Tony Medlin. Really good man. Thanks, Groats.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. For Alex, for Tanny, for Mark Grody, for Adam Studzinski, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes.
Let me say, I agree with Magic Johnson, who says that whoever wins Game 5 tonight is going to take control of the World Series.
I think you're correct about that, and Magic was, too.
Yes, he was.
Thank you so much for the love and support. You show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Full boat show, baby. And we'll talk maybe a little bit of Bulls. What about the Bulls? We'll see. See you tomorrow.
This isn't part of the program. This is impromptu by me. I'm sorry about this afternoon. That, no, please, no. Please, everyone be quiet. Let me just say, it's unacceptable. Today was unacceptable.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.